the Jewish community is the canary in the cage for all of us, because the racists will never just stop with abusing the Jews. Once they've abused the Jews, if they feel they can get away with that, they'll move on to another section of society, and then another and another. And history has repeatedly proven that, first the Jews, then the rest. But whether it's anti-Semitism or any other form of racism, it requires the majority to fight against it and not to leave it to the minority, who are the ones who are on the receiving end of that racism.
British Member of Parliament John Mann describes himself as representative of the community he serves in Bassett Law, England, white, secular, and primarily working class. Despite the fact that there's not a single Jewish person among his constituents, or perhaps because of that fact, Mann believes it absolutely proper that he serves as chair of the British Parliamentary Committee Against Anti-Semitism. Welcome to Voices on Anti-Semitism, a podcast series from the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, made possible by generous support from the Oliver and Elizabeth Stanton Foundation. I'm your host, Elisa Fishman. Every other week, we invite a guest to reflect about the many ways that anti-Semitism and hatred influence our world today. From London, here's John Mann.
What the Parliamentary Committee Against Anti-Semitism attempts to do is to challenge anti-Semitism wherever we find it, starting first and foremost inside the British Parliament. A good example of anti-Semitic discourse is a Member of Parliament equating the actions of the Israeli government with those of the Nazis. And clearly it's perfectly legitimate to agree or disagree with the Israeli government and to do so vociferously. But the equating of the Israeli government with Nazi adds nothing to the debate whatsoever and is deliberately calculated, either through ignorance or through prejudice, to create offence. And that's precisely the language that we challenged then and we challenge now. Anti-Semitism changes its format and its impact changes from year to year. And therefore, it's not really, I think, relevant to pick particular countries and say these are the ones with the problems, because often the countries that are most honest about challenging the problems are the ones that get the most publicity, and Britain's a good example of that. But Britain has been very upfront in identifying the problem, and my committee has been a key part of that. That doesn't mean that we've got a bigger problem. It means that we've assessed the problem more accurately. Anti-Semitism is worldwide, and so we see some extraordinary examples of countries without much of a Jewish population or any Jewish population in the lead in abusing Jews worldwide and in recreating the old racist myths about Jewish communities. We see that in Iran, which has got a small Jewish population now. We see that in Japan, with really no Jewish population at all. But we also see it in countries like Venezuela with a tiny Jewish population. And for those communities affected, often the smaller the community, the more isolated those communities in responding to anti-Semitism. When you're dealing with racism, it's always the case that the community directly affected has to take the lead. But it's also appropriate that other communities should be in the vanguard of fighting racism. And that goes with anti-Semitism. This is a problem for all of us. And that's why my committee has a large majority of non-Jews in its active membership, and that's how it should be. It's right and proper that we stand up and fight anti-Semitism wherever we see it. But it's also in our vested self-interest to do so, because eventually, if we build a world based on conspiracy and xenophobia, that world will turn in on all of us. And so it's our duty to fight it. And if we don't do so, as the political leaders, then we're not doing our job properly.
Voices on Antisemitism is a podcast series of the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Join us every other week to hear a new perspective on the continuing threat of antisemitism in our world today. We would appreciate your feedback on this series. Please visit our website, www.ushmm.org, and follow the prompts to the Voices on Antisemitism survey. At our website, you can also listen to Voices on Genocide Prevention, a podcast series on contemporary genocide.